I am here to help eliminate the stigma of medical cannabis. Thank you guys for coming on this cold, brisk day. I would like to begin by telling you a little bit of information about myself first.
Seniors, many of them, almost all of them, are dealing with issues like insomnia, anxiety, depression, chronic pain, various different types of skin ailments, aches and pains. And cannabis is tremendously effective for all of these conditions. And at the same time, I recognized that there were not that many seniors who were accessing medical cannabis in California.
Cannabis? I didn't know that word. I guess I'm 82 and a half and maybe a sheltered life somewhat.
I didn't know anything about it. Just through my children, slipping and sliding, but that's about it.
We realized that you have to, that when you're dealing with a population of people who grew up in a period of time when stigma around cannabis and ignorance and the lies about cannabis were at their very height, that we are going to have to send a trusted messenger in to deliver this message. And very fortuitously, around the same time, I met Sue Taylor, and Sue was obviously the perfect fit for this job. Long before Sue had encountered cannabis or thought about cannabis as a medicine, she had dedicated herself to an alternative approach to senior healthcare, a more holistic approach to senior healthcare. She had made it her personal mission to help other seniors get off of the wide range of pharmaceuticals that almost any senior, you talk to almost anybody over 65 years old and there's a list of medications that they're taking. And very often the side effects from those medications are worse than the symptoms that they're supposedly treating. And Sue recognized this.
Many of them on like 20 different pills. They know deep and within their heart something is not working. They just don't know what.
I was taking pills for high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, pains in the knee, headaches, just pills for everything.
Managing symptoms with pharmaceutical drugs has kept us locked in a box and has robbed us of the joy and the happiness that was given to us by our Creator.
Members of Sue's family introduced her to the idea of using cannabis for medicine, which was alien to Sue. She had been a Catholic school principal. She had been the most respectable of respectable ladies in Oakland. It didn't enter her sphere to consider cannabis as medicine, but when her beloved family members brought it to her, she had enough respect for them to take it seriously.
I did the research, I read everything he gave me, I studied up Harborside, and I saw the benefits of medical cannabis as a medicine.
I had a lot of aches and pains and all kinds of problems, and someone let me try their cream, and I didn't know cannabis came in a cream. There's so much I didn't know, and I'm still learning. So I tried some, and it worked very good for me. And I also tried some cookie, and that was nice too. And that helped with the aches and pains and headaches. I had bad headaches.
Oh, it helps me all over. All over. My skin, my weight.
It makes you happier. It doesn't make you sleepy. It doesn't give you the headache. I have been on butabatol for many years along with the Valium. And the Irish moss and the lotions on my temples have totally taken away my migraine headaches. I haven't had a migraine, a real migraine, in maybe 3 years.
The codeine was the major problem, because if I took a whole codeine in the evening, the next morning I couldn't function well, and I have to in my job. And the marijuana, if I smoke marijuana in the evening after I get home from work, it relaxes me and it takes away the pain of the arthritis, and I can get some sleep at night.
More and more people are choosing the cannabis for in the life process rather than morphine or some of those highly drugs because they're present. They're present when they go over to the other side. They're present with their families until they leave. When they're on the other hardcore drugs, they're not present. They die long before they're actually physically buried.
Well, medical marijuana is about the safest drug you can on the planet. I think that's been determined by a lot of responsible people. And I think that senior citizens need to consider using and trying medical marijuana as opposed to some of these other drugs.
Cannabis is the way to go. It really is a great alternative.
I've been a happy camper. It's working good for me.
I don't take pills. You know, I don't. And my life is wonderful. And yours can be too.